Now we're going to Michigan. Ron has some frustrating situations going on. Ron, tell us all about it, and welcome to the show.
Thanks. We live in a house that we bought a couple years ago. It's almost like a cottage type of a house, a couple add-ons to it. And it has cedar siding on it, vertical cedar siding. And planks are mostly about 8 feet high and about almost a foot wide.
Wow.
And maybe three-quarter inch deep, something like that. And we're getting cracks. It's been stained and everything, but we've got cracks in showing up in those boards where you can actually see the insulation. And in addition to that, in some of those areas, the knots have fallen out. So I have these knot holes. And it looks like the previous owner had used some caulking to caulk the cracks. But the knot holes were left alone. And I've asked a variety of people and looked it up online to find out how to deal with sealing those cracks and also sealing those knot holes. And I've gotten just a variety of different options, and I don't know which is the best. So I thought I'd give you guys a call.
Okay, sure, Ron. I appreciate that. And yeah, it is a bit of a dilemma, and I'll tell you, back in the the middle 80s, there were so many houses that were built using cedar of various kinds, reverse board and batten, all types of different siding like that. And, of course, applying a semi-transparent penetrating stain is usually the look that most people want to have, you know, so that you still have a lot of the wood grain and a lot of the beauty of the wood there. But what happens, which is what's happened to your place, is the expansion and contraction. Those knot holes turn loose. You have the vertical cracks, and certainly what you're experiencing there. I'll see what Joe thinks about this, but I know that in the past, what we've had to do is, of course, use a very good acrylic latex caulk. And generally, I would use a colored caulk just so that you don't have that white streak here and there. I would use that so that it matches the siding as much as possible. On the knot holes, if you can retain the knot and then use a mixture of sawdust and glue to glue it back in place, or if it's just a void there, you almost have to use an exterior wood putty, or many times we recommend the automobile body filler, which is commonly known as Bondo, to fill those areas. But then after that, you have to put a stain back on it. But certainly, with the discoloration of the Bondo or wood patch and the caulking, you almost have to switch to a solid color stain, which you lose a little bit of the character of the wood, and it takes on more of an appearance of paint. But it is a great way to lock all of that in and prevent that expansion and contraction, or at least minimizing it. Joe, what do you think on that?
Yeah, Ron, is the house, I assume the house is stained, not painted. Is that correct?
That's correct. I don't know when the last time it was stained, but it's a walnut stain on it or something like dark like that.
Right, so it's dark brown, yeah. And Danny had asked you, but I wasn't sure of the answer. So do you have the knots that fell out, or you just have a bunch of holes?
I just have a bunch of holes. The knots just fell out, and Lord knows what happened to them.
Yeah, okay. That's okay. Because obviously if you have the knot and you put it back, that would make it a little easier. But, you can still use Bondo. What you can try is mix it, because if you don't change the color of the Bondo, all those holes are going to be pretty obvious. If you mix in a little wood stain with the Bondo, it might blend in a little easier. And what I like to do when I use Bondo in a hole, because these holes are going to be pretty big, you might have to take one or two applications, is drive in a couple of small screws that act as an anchor. The term is the key, to key the Bondo to the repair. And what happens, of course, is the Bondo will hold on to the screws. And if they loosen up, if the round plug of Bondo loosens up in the hole, at least it won't fall out, right? Because it'll be on the screws. And that'll hold it in. Other than Bondo, for the cracks, I mean, you could put in a clear silicone, I guess, but I wouldn't be too concerned about the cracks, because they probably close up when it gets humid out, as long as they're not split all the way through and the boards are starting to fall apart. Sometimes boards will split on vertical siding because they overnail them, thinking if we put in a lot of nails, it'll hold the boards in place. And you shouldn't really do that, because that board's going to move no matter how many nails you have in it, so it often cracks along those nails. But those would be the only suggestions I could use. I could give you is if you're going to caulk a joint, a crack, use something flexible. And for the knot holes, drive in a couple of screws and try some Bondo stain toward the stained color of the siding.
Well, does Bondo hold a stain if I wanted to darken it after I put in the wood stain or?
I'm not sure.
No, it's really solid. You know.
Yeah, it's fiberglass basically, so it might accept some stain. That's why I would test. You can buy a small container of Bondo, and I would just try one or two and see. You know, maybe like in the back of the house where you're not going to see it every time you walk in the front door, and just see if you like that look. And I think it would probably accept some stain, or you can use some solid color stain just on the knots.
All right. Well, I'll give that a try. I appreciate your help, gentlemen.
All right.
Yeah, let us know how it works out for you. Send us a photo if you patch one and stain it with Bondo.
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks.
Okay, Ron, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend. Hope everything works out. A little bit of a challenge there. Cedar siding always has that scenario like that.